out yesterday from a call from Tom in Florida. Kevin McCarthy had been ousted as Speaker. We're playing catch-up today. It's 4th of October, 2023. Jim Fetzer here for Authentic News. Matt Gaetz's vote succeeded in ousting him as the Speaker. Very remarkable development. Here's one story about it. Matt Gaetz on Tuesday succeeded in his effort to oust Speaker McCarthy. The vote was held by roll call in alphabetical order. The motion to remove McCarthy succeeded 216 to 210. Representatives Andy Biggs of Arizona, Ken Burke of Colorado, Tim Burchett of Tennessee, Eli Crane of Arizona, Bob Good of Virginia, Nancy Mace of South Carolina, Matt Rosendale of Montana, and Gage from Florida voted to remove McCarthy with the Democrats, all of whom supported the motion. Pretty stunning stuff. There's a whole lot about it, needless to say, since something like this has never happened before in the House of Representatives. Here's thus yet another story. The rebellion is alive. Matt Gaetz succeeded. Kevin McCarthy has been removed as House Speaker. In an historic first, the House of Representatives has voted to remove Kevin McCarthy from his position as Speaker of the House. Kevin McCarthy is officially removed. Washington. Democrats joined with Representative Matt Gaetz and his small group of conservative allies to vote to strip Kevin McCarthy of his gavel Tuesday. It's unclear who would succeed McCarthy long-term, though his allies expect he will try to run for Speaker again. Three House leaders have been floated as potential long-term replacements. Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana, Whip Tom Emmer of Minnesota, and Conference Chair Elise Stefanik of New York. All three have disavowed any interest in replacing McCarthy, a reality that could change now that the Californian is officially out. Here's yet another story about it. History is made. The House has removed a Speaker for the first time in recorded history. On Tuesday, Democrats voted to remove Kevin McCarthy from the position of authority alongside Representative Matt Gaetz and a small number of conservative reporters. It's unknown who McCarthy will face in the long run for Speaker, but supporters of the lawmaker have vowed to support him whatever. We're perfectly happy to drag this out as long as it takes, said Representative David Valado from California, McCarthy ally. We're all going to be there for the Speaker as long as he wants us to be. Here's another fascinating to me development, which I most certainly welcome. Acting Speaker Patrick McHenry, who turns out to be a McCarthy ally, ordered Pelosi to vacate her Capitol hideaway office by Wednesday, and Pelosi freaks. In his first act as acting speaker, Representative Patrick McHenry ordered Nancy Pelosi to vacate her Capitol hideaway office by Wednesday. McHenry was appointed acting speaker after McCarthy was ousted. McCarthy chose McHenry as speaker pro tem earlier this year, and now he has the powers of a House speaker. Pelosi lashed out at McHenry and said his ruthless move to evict her hideaway office is a sharp departure from tradition. The best part about this ruthless move is that Pelosi isn't even in Washington, D.C. right now. She's in California attending the late Senator Dianne Feinstein's funeral. Sadly, because I'm in California to mourn the loss of and pay tribute to my dear friend Dianne Feinstein, I'm unable to retrieve my belongings at this time. I say, good riddance to any special perks for Nancy Pelosi. She abandoned serving the public long, long ago. Meanwhile, we get an announcement, somewhat surprising. Kevin McCarthy will not run for House Speaker after having been outed. Punchbowl News' Jake Sherman broke the news that McCarthy will not run for Speaker again. Here you have a tweet, breaking news. Kevin McCarthy will not run for Speaker again. He's about to make an announcement in closed GOP meeting. He subsequently held a public press conference, and in my opinion, did himself a great deal of damage politically. He was casting all the blame upon the House members and Matt Gaetz, who called for the vote, when it was he himself, Kevin McCarthy, had made solemn promises to them that he had violated, especially regarding funding for the Ukraine war, where he'd made a side deal with the Biden administration that was a straw that broke the camel's back. A lot of speculation about what happens after McCarthy. Here's a Newsmax story about it. Despite calls from loyalists in the House to let his name be placed in nomination for Speaker again, Kevin McCarthy Tuesday evening told his Republican colleagues he would not run again. The California lawmaker's announcement came at a closed-door meeting of the House Republican Conference, less than 2 hours after he became the first-ever Speaker to be unseated by a motion to vacate the chair. At this point, the discussion has begun as to who the Republicans can nominate for Speaker, can hold their majority membership together, and thus defeat House Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries on a vote on the House floor. Majority Leader Steve Scalise is the next in line for the GOP leadership hierarchy, but his recent announcement that he's battling cancer makes it unlikely he will run. House Republican Whip Tom Emmer is Scalise's understudy and, as of Tuesday, was the most often mentioned Speaker candidate. A stalwart conservative, Emmer served in the Minnesota legislature, losing the governorship in 2010 in one of the closest ever statewide races in the Gopher State. I'm willing to bet Obama tipped the scales in favor of the Democrat. Remember, he put our election infrastructure into FirstNet before he left office, which gave the federal government the ability to monitor and even change the vote down to the precinct level. If you want to know why so many elections have come out differently than you would have expected or polls have shown, there's the explanation. 4 years later, he won an open House seat and served as chair of the National Republican Congressional Committee when his party won control of the House in 2022. Generally well-liked by colleagues, Emmer has been praised by Gaetz and others who are critical of McCarthy. Now, here's yet another story that I find, frankly, rather surprising. Trump advisors. He didn't back Gaetz's effort. Advisor to Donald Trump questioned Florida Republican Matt Gaetz's comment, indicating the former president supported his effort to oust House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, NBC reported. McCarthy Tuesday became the first speaker to be removed after Gaetz forced a vote on the motion to vacate. 8 conservative Republicans joined with all 208 Democrats to oust McCarthy. Why is it that Republicans are always fighting among themselves? Why aren't they fighting the radical left Democrats who are destroying our country, Trump posted. After the vote, Gaetz suggested he had Trump's backing. My conversation with the former president leave me with great confidence that I did the right thing, Gaetz told reporters. Trump advisors, though, had their doubts. I point you to President Trump truth from earlier today, advisor Chris LaCivita said. Another Trump advisor also directed NBC to the Truth Social Post. Let's hear Trump say that, a Trump ally said after hearing Gaetz's words. But Trump surely has to understand better the nuances of the House that Kevin McCarthy had betrayed the solemn agreements he'd made. That was not a good move by Trump's allies, in my opinion. Gaetz was 100% in the right. Meanwhile, Trump's legal nightmare, less desperate witch hunt exposed. In what can only be described as a liberal witch hunt, former President Trump faced yet another legal ruling this week, sending shockwaves to the conservative community. Judge Arthur Engoron, a typical New York judge with a bias against successful businessmen, accused Trump of fraud for allegedly overvaluing his assets. But let's be real, folks. It's just another attempt by the radical left to sabotage Trump and prevent him from making America great again. No question about it. The consequences of the ruling are dire, according to a report, seem to reveal to revel in the downfall of a true American hero. Not only did Judge Engoron strip some of Trump's business licenses, effectively crippling his ability to do business in New York, but he also appointed an independent monitor to keep an eye on the Trump Organization. Talk about Big Brother watching your every move. This is a clear violation of Trump's rights as a successful businessman. As I've reported before, this whole case is simply absurd. It was sent to the wrong division. It should have been sent to the commercial division. The judge has no understanding of real estate. It's quite clear he's on the anti-Trump team. I find this an absolute violation of the principle of equal justice under law that is supposed to distinguish the United States from other nations. Meanwhile, Supreme Court strikes down an attempt to keep Donald Trump off the ballot. Lawsuits have been filed in more than 20 states trying to keep Trump off their individual ballots because of January 6th. These cases all argue Trump is ineligible to be on the ballot because he led an insurrection and tried to topple the U.S. government. I've explained it many times. There's a wonderful article in American Thinker that there was no incitement and no insurrection, and therefore Trump cannot have incited an insurrection. On Monday, October 2nd, the U.S. Supreme Court swatted down one of the first of these cases to be filed. That sent a message to the rest of the lower courts not even to bother with his harebrained scheme. Trump is going to be on the ballot in all 50 states. An old frivolous lawsuit is going to stop him. The argument of them all is Trump is permanently disqualified under the 14th Amendment, adopted after the Civil War to keep Confederate soldiers who actually waged war against the government out of office, you know, with actual firearms. Not a single person at the Capitol who's been identified was charged with carrying a firearm. No one took a firearm because none of the Trump supporters thought they were going to topple the government. There's much more in the American Thinker piece, which I have addressed in the past. If you want to know whether Trump's popularity is fading, get this. All hell breaks loose at Trump's surprise stop at California ice cream shop. Former President Trump received enthusiastic support from a sizable gathering of individuals in Los Angeles Friday evening following his unexpected visit to a Carvel ice cream shop, subsequent to his address at the California GOP Fall Convention in Anaheim. Videos capture the moment when former President Trump made a brief visit to an ice cream store were shared on social media platform by both spectators in the audience and individuals from his entourage. According to camera footage, a boisterous group of individuals who were in favor of Trump expressed their enthusiasm by loud cheering as he departed from his motorcade. Additionally, the previous president engaged in the active signing several autographs. A significant number of individuals at the gathering were observed displaying signs that read, Trump 2024. Huge crowd there. The audience was audibly engaged in chanting, expressing their admiration for Trump. Very good. Here's a bit of a clip from it. Trump signing autographs here with a crowd cheering, signing a cap. I gather Yvonne bought some of them ice cream. What a guy. Here's a man who knows how to relate to the people, and the people love him. Meanwhile, RFK Jr. has shifted his strategy. He's bad news for progressives, according to Nation of Change. If Robert F. Kennedy follows through on the apparent plan to run for president in the fall general election, that will make it all the more important for progressives to have a clear understanding of who Kennedy is and what he really stands for. In advance of announcing he'll run as an independent, according to Mediate, the Kennedy campaign will deploy attack ads against the Democratic National Committee for preventing an open primary process, which they absolutely did. The DNC shenanigans deserve to be condemned, and we've reportedly done so, including here, here, and here. Kennedy can be forceful in denouncing aspects of U.S. militarism, making valid points about hawkish foreign policy that shun diplomacy while enriching military contractors. But a closer look at his overall views is needed lest progressives fall Kennedy into his often inaccurate and sometimes demagogic rabbit hole. Mind you, this is not a report sympathetic to RFK Jr. Any serious progressive critique of U.S. foreign policy must include a challenge to our country's one-sided position on the Israel-Palestine issue, which leads to other dangerous policies, such as supporting the Saudi dictatorship and horrific Yemen war, while externally polarizing with and threatening Iran. Kennedy seemed to believe that Washington has not been one-sided enough in support of Israel. He pledged in a mid-July interview, "Nobody is running for president right now, and either party will be a better friend to Israel than me as president." Following by suggesting progressive Democrats have become outspoken opponents of Israel, that's a worst outcome of woke culture. Well, on that point, of course, I agree with the authors that that's bad. That ain't good at all, because Israel has been blatantly horrendous in dealing with the Palestinians. It is not a democratic state. It is a Jewish state. And they do a great deal of deception. Meanwhile, and this is a curious piece, the truth comes out about Michelle Obama just before she may enter the campaign fray. This is coming from the Republic Brief. Discourse around the hypothetical candidacy of Michelle Obama for 2024 overlooks a significant aspect of her political career, namely her contentious relationship with the black community in Chicago. Michelle's experiences commence with her decision to distance herself from educational institutions predominantly attended by African-American students during her childhood. This, of course, is trivializing the important truth about Michelle. I've explained it in detail in Deception Galore, Faking Hate Crimes, and More. Here's quite a charming piece about it.
Men and women of the finest military in the world. Michael and I.
Does anything scare him?
You know, When Michelle's man.
Here's a photo. You can see the two of them. That's in my Deception Galore.
Attention, freedom loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded
our
great
nation? And here we go for a break. We'll be right back after.
And the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. as a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off LLC, 417-932-6419.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
When the whole story of January 6th is told, it's going to be a really black blot on the FBI, the DOJ, Nancy Pelosi, the mayor of Washington, and the Capitol Police. Get this. There's now evidence the FBI planned the January 6th operation and planted documents days earlier that were later used against innocent Americans. As it actually played out, there's ample evidence that Trump did not incite and that there was no insurrection. But the FBI was planning documents in advance to make it look as though both were true. It was discovered the government itself, with the author of the mysterious 1776 returns document. It is the title of a 9-page paper outlining strategic plans for the takeover of U.S. government buildings on January 6th. It was confirmed in court the FBI was behind the document, and FBI operatives were the author thereof. The mysterious document went unsolicited, sent unsolicited to Proud Boy Chairman Enrique Tarrio's telegram right before January 6th by a love interest named Erica Flores. Flores reportedly testified to the January 6th committee that a government official was the author of the entirety of the 1776 returns, and that the FBI and CIA member or associate asked her to share it with Tarrio. Tarrio was charged with seditious conspiracy, later found guilty along with four fellow members of the Proud Boys, sent to 22 years in federal prison for planning the entire seditious conspiracy. We know it was the FBI who was behind the conspiracy to frame innocent Americans and to tarnish Trump. Have no doubt about it. You can take that to the bank. Meanwhile, here's a report. Democrat commits violent insurrection, so Congress moves to expel Matt Gaetz. Obviously, tongue-in-cheek. Listen, Congressman Jamal Bowman of New York committed a violent act of insurrection inside the Capitol Friday. He pulled a fire alarm in a terrorist attack that interrupted an official procedure of Congress, which we all know is a crime worse than 9/11 and Pearl Harbor combined. We were seconds away from losing our democracy. Naturally, Republicans in Congress have a slightly different take on how justice should play out in this instance. They're moving to expel Representative Matt Gaetz from Congress this week. That'll teach Jamal Bowman. I think that captures the spirit of what's going on. No matter what absurdities that the Democrats may commit, they're going to frame Republicans. If it's not Donald Trump, well, in this case, the next best bet is Matt Gaetz. Meanwhile, Merrick Garland is panicking after an FBI agent flipped on him in this huge scandal. The Biden Department of Justice is embroiled in a never-ending series of scandals. One brave employee came forward about the massive abuse of power, and Merrick Garland panicked after an FBI agent flipped on him. IRS agents Gary Shapley and Joseph Ziegler became whistleblowers after seeing shocking political interference from the top of the Biden DOJ and IRS to protect Biden's son, Hunter. The IRS whistleblowers alleged federal prosecutors show-walked the case against Hunter, which allowed potential crimes to expire under the statute of limitations and declined to press charges. The House Judiciary interviewed a female FBI supervisor who backed up the IRS whistleblower's allegation that federal prosecutors slow-walked Hunter's case. Just the News interviewed, viewed the transcript of her testimony before the committee. She testified the Biden DOJ used last year's midterm elections as a justification to kick the can down the road on pressing charges. The FBI usually has a rule that the Bureau doesn't take public actions that could affect the outcome of an election in the middle of it. However, Biden wasn't on the ballot last year. I know that that had come up, the FBI agent testified. Delays related to the election, Judiciary Committee investigators asked, yes. I noted that had come up, the FBI agent replied. The Biden DOJ used an unwritten rule on political prosecution to avoid dealing Democrats political damage before the midterm. The FBI supervisor also corroborated the IRS whistleblower's claim that Washington, D.C. U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves and Los Angeles U.S. Attorney Miguel Estrada, both of whom were appointed by Biden, refused to file tax charges against the president's son. What else is new? Does that come as any surprise?
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Donald Trump is blowing the whistle on this massive anti-American trend sweeping Democrat-controlled cities. No ideas are too radical for Democrats. Many of their fringe ideas have seeped into the mainstream, and Donald Trump is blowing the whistle on this massive anti-American trend sweeping Democrat-controlled cities. Former President Trump was ripped up and down by Democrats and their media allies for every little thing he said. But he was proven correct more times than not. For instance, with regard to the Charlottesville riot in 2017, about which I published a book, by the way, Trump remarked, "You can't change history, but you can learn from it." Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson, who's next? Washington, Jefferson, so foolish. Democrats balked at Trump's statement, but didn't take long for his words to come true. Woke extremists tore down statues, either by legislation or by vandalism, of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, even Frederick Douglass, a black American, in the midst of the 2020 George Floyd riots. Trump warned that many of the people that are knocking down these statues don't even have any idea what the statue is, what it means, who it is. Now they're looking at Jesus Christ, Trump added. They're looking at George Washington. They're looking at Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. It's not as long as I'm here. We've arrested numerous people, as you know, for what took place in Washington. In addition, the FBI is investigating hundreds of people throughout the country for what they've done to monuments, statues, and even buildings. But now Democrats are doing the bidding of the communist street radicals. New York City Cultural Affairs Committee is looking to pass guidelines that would remove statues of Washington, Jefferson, Christopher Columbus. They've already moved the statue of Theodore Roosevelt, one of the greatest of all Americans, from in front of the Museum of Natural History. Stunning. Meanwhile, Mike Adams is reporting Democrats are turning against open borders as their cities are being overrun by invading migrants. Here's a nice example. We even had a representative carjacked by armed assailants in Washington, D.C., bringing the chickens home to roost. Representative Henry Cellular of Texas was carjacked by three armed assailants Monday night in Washington, D.C. The Associated Press reported a statement on the incident was released, said in part, as Congressman Cellular was parking his car this morning, three armed assailants approached the congressman and stole his vehicle. Luckily, he was not armed, as working with local law enforcement. So his car was recovered. The congressman was not harmed. The suspects are described as black men wearing all black clothing. Surprise, surprise. Cellular captured national attention after the May 6, 2023 Allen, Texas mall shooting, which, by the way, was also staged, rejecting calls for more gun control. While Texas is often criticized by the left for having less gun control than other states, Breitbart observed Cellular pointing out that shootings occur in states with high levels of gun control, too. Indeed, what they won't tell you is that Americans use guns for defensive purpose millions of times every single year, saving an estimated 200,000 lives per annum. Given that the number of deaths from gun violence is around 75,000, over half of which are from suicide, classified as a murder of a person by themselves, you're talking about many, many multiples of the 30, 35,000 that die from gun violence and gang shootings and the like, who would have died had they not had guns to defend themselves. Think about it. Meanwhile, Biden laughs at the future white minority he's creating. Check this out. In an interview on October 1st, President Biden informed a friendly interview that European origin Americans should be treated with respect even when they become a minority in the country. He told the liberal website ProPublica, which is backed by wealthy donors, we're going to turn into a minority white European country very soon. And sometimes my Democrat colleague do not speak up enough in order to make it abundantly clear that that isn't going to affect how we work. Biden urged Democrats treat white Americans with respect because they and their children are quickly becoming a racial minority in their own country. He said, it's not so much the money that matters, it's treating them respectfully. The Democrat Party has sometimes not paid enough attention to their wants, fears, and worries in the past. So it seems that many of the guys I grew up with knowing in Delaware and Scranton, Pennsylvania, don't feel they're being taken care of. It wasn't so much because of policy as it was because no one talked about their needs. Polls taken recently show the vast majority of Americans are against the government strategy of mass migration, which has helped keep most Americans' incomes low since 1990. This resistance is growing quickly, because Biden has sped up the flow of people moving into American jobs, schools, homes, and politics to change their wealth and population. Biden's warning was probably planned by his staff. It came prior to the 2024 election when Democrats expect to lose votes. Since many Americans don't agree with the Biden plan for migration, they're being lost from the traditional black and Hispanic communities for multiple reasons. Biden is going to move, I have no doubt, to allow these migrants to vote, because that's a major reason for bringing them in. Remember, if I am correct in my surmise that the 2020 election was won by Trump with over 100 million votes and Biden only got 37 million, they're bringing him in to equal the numbers, so they're going to have a fighting chance. It's all disgusting. rather than provide superior policies that are going to benefit Americans, which their policies are not, they're going to just flood the demographic, change the nation probably forever if we can't undertake a massive program of deportation, which, by the way, is now taking place in Sweden, having learned from bitter experience. Get this. A new electric vehicle battery factory in Kansas will require so much energy that a coal plant slated for closure will now remain open. Plus, it will be expanding. Panasonic is building a $4 billion EV battery factory in DeSoto, Kansas. The upcoming lithium-ion battery manufacturing facility is expected to start mass production of EV batteries by the end of March 2025. Despite massive $4 billion price tag for the 2.7 square foot Panasonic facility, the Japanese company is poised to get as much as $6.8 billion from provisions in last year's Federal Inflation Reduction Act, which we know had nothing to do with inflation, had everything to do with promoting the green agenda, according to a July report from the Kansas City Star. The Japanese company is expected to receive state and local incentives, pushing the total financial incentive to as much as $8 billion. And by the way, the so-called green agenda is massively destructive of the environment, far more so than gas and oil have ever been. Meanwhile, and this is, in my opinion, rather disturbing, North Dakota senator who called for long-term mRNA damage study killed in freak plane crash. Freak plane crash. North Dakota State Senator Doug Larson was killed in a freakish crash alongside with his wife and two children in Utah on Sunday. Earlier this year, Senator Larson made himself a target of Big Pharma when he spoke out in support of a bill to study the long-term health effects of mRNA vaccines. Senator Larson shared this story on the Senate floor. Here we have a tweet from Texas Lindsay. North Dakota State Senator Larson was killed in a plane crash along with his wife and two kids in Utah on Sunday. Earlier, he spoke in support of a bill to study the long-term health effects.
Last night, I had the pleasure of sitting down with a friend of mine who had about a year ago had died. I'd never had a chance to sit down with somebody that had been dead before. And I found it interesting when he explained that what it was like to wake up in the hospital after being dead, and the doctor coming up and shaking his hand and saying, "You're the first person that I've ever gotten to shake the hand of that had suffered from cardiac death, instant cardiac death. Not arrest, but death." They spoke for a moment, and he said, I have one question for you." And he'd asked him if he'd ever been vaccinated, specifically to the COVID piece. It was an interesting conversation to have. A year prior to that happening, he had told me that he had no sympathy for the unvaccinated. We talked about that last night, and he said, "I've always reserved the right to change my mind." So I think it's a good study.
Well, that may have not been exactly what I wanted, but of course it's concerned with the long-term health effects. I mean, the guy who called for him is dead. Now, I had a similar death, but of a United States Senator from Minnesota, Paul Wellstone, when I was still on the Duluth campus of the University of Minnesota, which I investigated very thoroughly. The FBI Rapid Response Team was on the scene of the crash just south of the Eveleth, Virginia airport preternaturally early. In order to arrive there, I calculate they had to have taken off in order to get to Duluth Airport and then by car travel up to the airport at the same time the senator's plane was taking off. I have a video about it, also a book. Listen.
Overwhelmingly improbable
that the pilots were responsible for this crash, and overwhelmingly probable that the crash occurred because the plane was no longer under their control. And I'm telling you that considerations here are so elementary and so straightforward that I'm going to be acutely disappointed if you don't agree that the case has been made here. But that's the case I'm going to make.
Neither did I have evidence that neither the pilots nor the plane nor the weather were at fault, but it appears it was drawn into an electromagnetic field by manipulating GPS, which no one knew could be done. This is very thorough research. Paul Wellstone had made himself a thorn in the side of the Bush-Cheney administration. As you'll find, I explained there, I believe his death was dictated by Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, and Karl Rove, who was the political brains of their operation. Cheney had warned him that if he opposed them on Iraq, that there would be severe ramifications for him personally, as well as for the state of Minnesota. They not only killed Paul, but also his wife and daughter and three aides, the two pilots, very similar to a crash that had occurred in Missouri, where the candidate died, but his wife survived and was reelected to the Senate in his place. So in this case, they make sure that Paul Wellstone's wife couldn't play a similar role. Meanwhile, we have Victor Davis Hanson, whom I consider to be a very responsible historical voice, unlike Beschloss, for example, Michael Beschloss, whom I regard as a fraud. Here's Victor Davis Hanson. We're naive and don't realize we're in the middle of a revolution. Tucker invited the inestimable Victor David Hanson onto his show to talk about the news of the day, which just happened to include the Kabuki Theater trial of Donald Trump. The trial, Davis explains, is a symptom of a much bigger problem. Let's see if we can catch a few words of him with Tucker.
If you've ever wondered why it's taken you so long to figure out what's happening now in American politics, don't blame yourself. It's not your fault. It's hard for most Americans to comprehend the total dishonesty of American liberalism. Virtually nothing the liberal says is true. And the lies are not ordinary lies. The lies are so brazen, so aggressive and unending, that it's difficult for a normal person to understand what's happening. 30 years ago, for example, liberals began to lecture us, softly at first and then at an increasingly high volume, about tolerance. How could you have known then that they planned, in fact, to usher in the most intolerant age in American history? They've done that now, but few people saw it coming. We shouldn't make the same mistake again. Liberals are now telling us they plan to protect American democracy, and that's the clearest possible sign that they intend to end it. 13 months from this week, the United States will hold a national election. In a democracy, citizens can vote for the candidate of their choice. That's not just a feature, it's the defining fact of the electoral system. The people rule. They can send anyone they want to Washington because they're in charge. But this year, in the name of protecting democracy, liberals have decided to strip Donald Trump's name from the ballot in states across the country. Trump is the front runner in the presidential race. He's currently beating Joe Biden in the polls. Yet liberals have decided that you should not be allowed to elect him president. That's not democracy. It's the opposite. It's totalitarianism. Just this morning, Donald Trump appeared in court in New York in a civil case brought by the state's attorney general that was designed explicitly to keep him out of the White House. That case is part of a larger legal barrage against Trump that so far includes a total of 91 felony counts, every one of them politically motivated. But today's civil case is especially absurd. In fact, it's hard to overstate its ridiculousness. In sum, Trump stands accused of inflating the value of collateral used to secure loans, loans that he has already paid back with interest. In other words, there is no injured party in this case. The biggest banks in the world assessed the risk and they made a profit, as they almost always do. Not a single person was defrauded.
Mm-hmm. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
States. With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say it's all right.
There's a new forum out there called American Greatness. I believe that Tucker is a sponsor of American Greatness. It's making inroads. I like it a lot. Perhaps not yet quite on the level of the Epoch Times, but it's certainly close and very, very good. It published yesterday, October 3rd, a piece by civil rights activist Bob Woodson, who said performing a racial exorcism on white guilt is a necessary first step to reforming schools and urban centers. The first thing we need to do is get rid of white guilt, Woodson told host Dan Proffitt on the Counterculture broadcast. I become a self-certified racial exorcist. Demons be gone, said Woodson. We forgive you for slavery or Jim Crow. Now get over it and stop writing checks to Black Lives Matter. Woodson is president of the Woodson Center, a nonprofit research and demonstration organization focused on revitalizing low-income communities. I think it's got it right. I think he's got it absolutely right. And here we have another development. This top comedian left a Fox News host grasping for air after he ripped one scandal-plagued Democrat to shreds. Democrat politician can only get away with so much. Some corruption is just too blatant to excuse away. Now this top comedian left a Fox News host grasping for air after he ripped one scandal-plagued Democrat to shreds. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey has outlived his usefulness to the Democrat Party. That's why he's not garnering much support from Democrats in light of a shocking corruption and bribery scandal. Authorities found gold bars and nearly $500,000 cash stuffed into envelopes hidden throughout his home. Some cash even sewn into the lining of windbreakers. Famed comic and podcast host Joey Diaz, a longtime New Jersey resident, appears on Fox Primetime with Jesse Waters to discuss how bad the scandal looks. Let's check out just a bit of what he had to say.
Do this before bed to stop receding gums and decaying teeth before
apologize it's for
25% of adults over
here we go.
This indictment a week before the impeachment inquiry to say, hey, don't look at me. That's bribery. But just like how Hunter tossed his gun in a dumpster behind a school and blamed the Latinos, Gold Bar Bob says he's being set up because he's Cuban.
For 30 years, I have withdrawn thousands of dollars in cash from my personal savings account, which I have kept for emergencies and because of the history of my family facing confiscation in Cuba.
Well, we're not going to hear it all. Stand by. We'll be taking your calls right after this break.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.